Okay, so I read this thing where the model keeps confidently asserting nonsense, and the paper's fix is teach the model to know when it doesn't know, which I'm down for, because that's the whole vibe of Exploring Next. But...
yeah.
But Kathy, come on. You've been saying agents hallucinate with high confidence since day one. Isn't this just RLHF, but with a second loss term?
Mm-hmm.
Explaining Next energy right there.
I didn't say it was wrong. I said it's the kind of thing we've all been poking at since ChatGPT shipped.
Right, but this paper claims they solved faithful calibration, meaning the model's expressed uncertainty actually matches its internal belief. That's a step up from don't hallucinate. It's don't fake conviction.
Sure, and the paper's title is Reinforcement Learning with Metacognitive Feedback Elicits Faithful Uncertainty Expression in LLMs. So they're leaning into the metacognition framing.
Which, okay, I'm here for. Agents that say I'm not sure when they're not sure feel safer in advisory roles. But I've heard trust the model to self-evaluate before, and it usually ends in the model is overconfident about being overconfident. How is this different?
Because they don't just reward the right answer, they reward the right self-assessment. If the model rates itself a 5 out of 10 but gets the answer wrong, that's a negative signal. If it rates itself a 2 but nails it, also a negative signal. Only when the rating and the outcome align do they get the positive bump.
Okay, that's not pick the answer the human liked. It's train the model to know if the human would have liked it, which is the adult way to ship new training paradigms.
Okay, fine. But the compute isn't nothing. You're running the model once to judge its own performance, then again to produce the output, then a third pass to rewrite the uncertainty string. All so the user can read probably instead of a percentage.
And if it keeps your most expensive reviewer from hallucinating into a million-dollar mistake, worth it. Trade-offs are part of the product.
Fine. I grant you the engineering trade-off is smaller than the philosophical one. If the model's self-judgment is fundamentally flawed, the whole thing's a house of cards.
Then start small, on a domain you control. If it works, scale. If it crumbles, you learned something.
Which is the adult way to ship new training paradigms.
All right, but tell me, what do you actually think? Is this a real mechanism or just another research toy with a catchy name?
So I'll allow it.
Thanks, I think.